I was in Palm Springs, hand in hand with Thomas Weber. Eyes like blue gems, a personality so deep and kind it almost felt unfair. He was gorgeous, yes, but also sharp, interesting, alive. For the first time in my life, I realized I could marry someone I loved. And it would be legal. And you know what? That scared the hell out of me. Hey friends. Today I want to talk about something that affects us all. Whether you've walked this road yourself, or you love someone who has. Same-sex marriage is back in the headlines. Again. The Supreme Court is hearing a case connected to Kim Davis, that former Kentucky clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. You might remember her as the religious freedom warrior. Except her freedom came at the expense of someone else's. Now here's the thing. This isn't just about politics. It's about life. It's about the right to stand in a moment of joy without someone else's beliefs slamming the door in your face. I remember where I was, not too long after the 2015 Obergefell versus Hodges ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. I was in Palm Springs, walking hand in hand with a man named Thomas Weber. Eyes like blue gems, personality so rich and kind it felt almost unfair considering how ridiculously gorgeous he was. Fun fact, he was Ashton Kutcher's stand-in on That 70s Show. He was smart, fun, energetic, and I was smitten. We dated for a while. I even lived with him for a couple of months in West Hollywood. And it was the first time in my life that I realized I could marry someone and it would be legal. Maybe you've had that kind of moment too, when something you never thought possible suddenly becomes real. It's thrilling and terrifying. For me, in a way, it was life-changing. And yet, I couldn't fully embrace it. Not because of him. Not because of Thomas at all, actually. Thomas was one of the first people that I dated he was so grounded and healthy. Like, he's actually someone who I still reference quite a bit in my dating life as being like, this is a good reference point. This is a sort of a good compass to have. So it was not because of him that I couldn't fully embrace it. It was because I still carried the weight of like my family's scorn and that religiosity that I grew up with and that internalized homophobia. I definitely put my family's opinions way ahead of my own happiness. If you've ever made yourself smaller to keep the peace, you know how much that eats away at you. So when I see someone like Kim Davis trying to turn the clock back, I feel it in my bones. Because this isn't like a legal, like an abstract legal question. This is people's lives, our lives. Your life, if you're in the LGBT+ community, or if you love someone who is. And here's the deal. You get to follow your religion however you want. Oh my God, truly, like, knock yourself out. But the moment that you tell me, a grown-ass adult man, that I have to follow it too, that's not freedom. That's coercion. If you've ever been told, you know, as an adult, if you've ever been told that your love, that your family, or your identity is wrong because of someone else's beliefs, that you as an adult would be making decisions with another adult in a monogamous, loving relationship, that somehow that is wrong? Good Lord. I mean, you know exactly why this matters. You know how exhausting it is to defend your existence over and over and over. I grew up in a family of zealous, right-wing religious people. And over and over and over, through their words, through their actions, and through their attempts at control, I was told that my sexuality was not mine. That it belonged to, for others to comment on, for others to preach about, for others to fix and to control and have so many opinions on. And maybe that's been your experience too. Maybe not about sexuality, but about something core to who you are. And I want you to hear this. You have the right to your own, you have the right to own yourself. Your body is yours. Your love is yours. Your choices are yours to make. If you're listening to this and you still believe that your Bible says a loving, monogamous queer relationship is forbidden, I'm going to be really blunt. You have not educated yourself. You've believed lies. And that's on you. But for the rest of us, we get to keep living, loving, and refusing to shrink. So yeah, Kim Davis can worship however she wants, but she doesn't get to decide who we can love, who we can marry, or whether our families are recognized by the law. And as long as they keep trying to take that away, we'll keep showing up with our voices, our stories, and our right to live free from someone else's religion. Know this, your love is valid. Your autonomy is yours, and no clerk with a stamp or a Bible verse is ever going to change that. Before you go, take a moment to ask yourself, what does love mean to you? How do you show up for yourself and the people you care about? If this episode spoke to you, I'd love to hear some of your story. Feel free to reach out. I'm on some social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, but go ahead and leave a comment wherever you listen. We are definitely in this together. Smooches.